That right there is Lula's. That's Lula's constituents. That's the violent criminals in the jails. We're all jacked up. That a criminal, a transnational criminal owned by the Chinese Communist Party, somehow. So Matthew Tierman, I don't know if we have your charts, but you did an amazing analysis. We were up on Getter Live yesterday, following this as it happened. Walk me through the math here, and particularly, I think we're seeing 2020 all over again, where we picked up 15 House seats, yet Donald Trump, you know, didn't win. Bolsonaro movement won all over, except in the big one, and it started out. So walk people through what happened yesterday, sir.
Well, first, even more so, more widespread mandate for the right delivered in the first round and the second round. The Chamber of Deputies, which is the lower house, the Senate, the governors, the three largest states in Brazil now, overwhelming wins in Sao Paulo, Rio, and Minas Gerais for Bolsonaro candidates, for right-wing candidates. The Senate is going to have an overwhelming majority of a right-wing coalition.
Hold it. Slow down. You got to give me that one more time, because the House big pickup in 2020 didn't get enough thing to prove that Trump won the election. Walk me through once again the overwhelming support for the Bolsonaro movement. Listen, do they think we're idiots? Walk me through again what actually happened in the campaign yesterday.
Yes, they do think we're idiots. The lower house, the House of Deputies, Bolsonaro's, this is directly his party, not even right-wing affiliated parties. His party went from 77 seats to 99 seats in the House of Deputies, which is a 30% gain, and that's 20% of the total. And that's just his party. And in the right-wing governing coalition group, it's that much bigger. So they will dominate in both the lower house and the upper house. The governorships in the largest state went to Bolsonaro right-wingers. But somehow, just like we saw in the first round, just like you and I talked over the last week and then yesterday in the live stream, every ballot drop after an initial lead, there you go. See that the red is Lula territory. That's the Northeast. Historically poor, impoverished, much more owing itself to voting for Marxists. But the population centers are in the Southeast. So the majority of land, 60% of the land, will be held by Bolsonaro candidates. But at the same time, the population centers also came out for Bolsonaro. So, you know, hey, show us exactly how there is no fraud when every single ballot drop, I sent Cameron another, every state, every ballot that came in were more and more for Bolsonaro, but every ballot drop showed a narrowing of the initial lead until there was an inflection. There we go. At the two-third mark.
Okay, Slow down. Particularly, we have a huge podcast and radio audience that can't see that. Describe that for the audience, but also make sure the TV audience and live streaming can understand what you're doing. This is quite important.
There's a regional chart that's showing the five sort of breaking down geographic regions, and Bolsonaro won them 55-45, 60-40. The only area where he did not have an overwhelming victory was where Lula has his stronghold, which is the impoverished, relatively poor, more rural Northeast, where Lula did something, say 70-30 or 70, something like this. And those ballots historically would actually come in later. And that's what now the left is saying. Oh, there's no fraud because those ballots always come in later, so the lead shrinks. Except we know last night that they were still counting Sao Paulo ballots at the same time, that the ballots were coming in all from across the country in drop randomly, yet every numeric drop went one way, where it shrunk Jair Bolsonaro's lead. And then at the 66-67% of precincts reporting level, there was an inflection. And that's where Lula...
Hold it. Tierman put this up yesterday in Creative Destruction Media in the morning, hours before this came out, the first analysis. Natalie Winters put it up on our site, on worm.org. You called it to the exact point. You said, hey, at 60... You said this earlier in the day. You said, and we at 67%, when Bolsonaro at 67%, you're going to have an inflection point. That's where they're going to put Lula in charge, and he'll win by a point. Boom.
Yeah.
Did any of the statisticians or any of the mathematicians that you talked to in showing this to people, did any of them say that this could possibly happen mathematically, sir?
I said to one friend, it's like getting struck by lightning on the 18 different golf holes tees while playing like Kim Jong-il and having 18 holes in one. The math is just, it doesn't make sense at all. They're my team of forensic guys from around the world who put up this study that they compiled over the last week on CDM Press yesterday using a numeric analysis tool to detect fraud. They're right now running the same numbers, downloading the same ballot tabulation buckets, data sets from the public website, just to see how much the curve, they know what it's going to look like just after what we watched yesterday. It's going to look the same. So they do think we're idiots, and they've got a global press who's going to run interference for them. Reuters and Guardian and every BBC, and look at how quickly Biden said, free, fair, credible, and congratulations.
They all pounded in immediately. And, of course, the New York Times, the biggest cheerleader at all for Lula, the criminal, came out today about how Bolsonaro is going to be charged, going to be indicted, going to be, I mean, it's Trump all over again. Now, but like Trump, here's the fly in the ointment. The fly in the ointment is that the folks that won in the deputies in the House, the Bolsonaro movement, correct me if I'm wrong, they've all kind of said, well, hey, it's good enough for us because they've won all these seats. I mean, right now, Bolsonaro, as he's talking, to the military, which has the actual duty to do the audits on the machines, if I'm correct, they've already done a report on round one. I don't think that's been made public. I know there's discussions going on, but it looks like most of the senior level associates of Bolsonaro have already either said congratulations or say this looks fine with us. Am I incorrect on that?
No, I mean, he's got, you know, a lot of allies both in his party and affiliate right wing parties that have a pretty strong control of the Congress, even coming into this round. And now it's expanded. And a lot of them are just saying, like Carla Zambelli, one of his top deputies in Congress, said, I will be the strongest opposition Lula's ever seen. Well, that just automatically predetermines that, okay, we're not going to push back on this at all. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro has not conceded, which is telling. We know he's met with his advisors, lawyers, military, which is his right. That does not mean a military coup is in place, because I know how this is going to play out in the global press. They're going to make a redux of narrative framing from Latin America in the 1970s. Oh, it's going to be a military coup if he even questions what we're talking about right here. The statistical improbability / impossibility of every single ballot drop from every single region somehow going one way when we see the results, not just in the Congress, but in the aggregate final vote in this round with all these 2 million more votes than last cycle. So there's going to be some gyrations this week. I think he's going to push back if he concedes, as he said publicly, as he said to, you know, my traveling party, Jason Miller, and us when we went down there. There's three ways this ends for him. He wins, he's killed, or he's arrested. And he said, I'm not going to be arrested. So he's a strong guy in a positive way. That doesn't mean he's a fascist the way the left likes to paint every one of the strong leaders on the right, but not the strong leaders on the left who are fascists. I think he will push back and fight using whatever powers he has, which is his right as still the sitting president. You know, make this transparent. I keep hearing credible, fair, free elections in Brazil, super transparent. There's been no transparency. There's been censorship. There's been arrest of opposition. There's been penalization from the court to Jair Bolsonaro's party to stifle them ahead of the first round and then in this second round process. So I haven't seen transparency. I've been watching every tick on this.
I got to tell you, not just as Brazil and the populist nationalist movement of Bolsonaro and the evangelical involvement, the traditional Catholic, this also means the CCP has got their hooks deep into Latin America, in Central America, and no offense, the Biden regime has been compromised, as the House Judiciary Committee will bring up next year with the laptop from hell. Matthew, I need you to give your Getter, Twitter, all of it, because people are following you 24/7 on this.
At Matthew Tiermand, MattTiermand, as things continue, you and I will be talking more, I'm sure.
Great. And by the way, fantastic on Getter Live yesterday. It was just incredible. So thank you very much, Matthew Tiermand.